It's truly good to know God tonight.
Come on.
To have Him living in your heart. And to have a hope beyond this world.
Yeah.
Amen. There is an eternity. Our soul, we didn't come here to live forever.
Nope.
We're headed into eternity. Amen. I wrote this, I think, the other day. And God's abundant, unfailing grace. How many knows we need the grace of God?
Yes, we do.
Oh, Jesus. My key scripture is 1 Corinthians 15:10. Paul is writing. He said, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace that was bestowed upon me was not in vain." Thank God. God had mercy on me, is what Paul said. Paul was a blasphemer. You may be seated. Paul was an injurious man. Paul was a hater of Christians. Paul was a murderer before God had called him. Paul did not know Jesus. He did not have the Lord. But God got a hold of him and saved him by the amazing, abundant grace. Can I tell you here tonight, God's grace looks beyond all of your faults. He looks beyond all of your sins. And He looks right down in your soul. And He loves you. He cares about you. That's what God's grace does. It looks beyond your condition and it sees the eternal state of your soul. I'm glad of that. God, Paul said, God had mercy upon me and He saved me and I followed Him. I don't regret the day that He called me. How these almost 30 years that I've served Him, God has kept me and His grace is sufficient and it is strong. It has never failed me. It's always brought me through every trouble that I've ever had. I want you to know here tonight that God's able to take you through any kind of trouble, any kind of hardship that you're suffering. I'm telling you, Jesus has you in mind and in His heart and He knows you and He knows your condition. But can I tell you, He went to the cross for you and He died and He shed every drop of blood for you that you can have life. How many knows in the house that Jesus loves us with an everlasting love, and it's not His will that anybody perish but all come unto Him and repent. That's what I had to do over 49 years ago. I had a mommy and dad to raise me right and raise me in church and to teach me that there was a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I've heard the old time preachers when I was a little kid sitting on an old wooden bench, oh Lord, in an old Baptist church. They'd get up and they would preach about Jesus hanging on the cross, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. And I tell us here tonight, it's not God's will for you to go through life without being saved. The Lord will save your soul. And the Lord, I'm telling you, if you have no peace in your heart and if you have no peace and no hope in your life, Jesus is a peace giver. He's a hope. Hallelujah, for eternity. Raise your little head. He is my hope. Hallelujah. I'm glad I don't have to die and go to a devil's hell. I tell you, hell is real. It's a place of fire and a place of torment. And I don't want to go there. I'm telling you, except you repent of your sins, ye shall all likewise perish. Oh, God, if you don't know God and if you don't have Jesus in your heart, you'll die and leave this world and you'll lift up your eyes in torment of eternal hell. I want you to know tonight that hell was not meant. It was not made for man and woman and little boys and little girls. Hell was made for the devil and
and his angels. And if you listen to the devil, and if you obey him, sin will destroy you. And it'll take you down. It'll sink you into the pit. Oh, God, help us. I need Jesus. I said, I need Jesus. And I'll lift me up out of my sins. Hallelujah. Set me free.
He'll do it.
Yep.
Jesus. Stay with me a while. God's a dealing. God's in here. He's a dealing with your soul. Precious sinner man, precious backslider, Jesus' hand is stretched to you.
Jesus.
And if he would cup his hand up like this, you could see nail prints in him.
Right.
How much did he love me, preacher? He loved me so much that he took the nails in his hands on the cross and the spiked nails through his feet on an old wooden tree. He said, if you'll come to me, I will in no wise cast you out. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes, yes.
Come and I'll give you peace. Blessed Lord. Listen, I know where I'm coming from. I was raised and taught there was a heaven to gain and a hell to shun.
Yeah.
There was four of us that ran all the time together, and all four of us was on drugs and on alcohol. Listen to me tonight. The devil just about took me out. He just about, with the sins that I was involved in, with the chains of sin, the devil just about destroyed me. Oh, God. God, I could not break away from the drugs. They were destroying me. I was a going down, and I knew that. I'm telling you, I had one foot in hell, and the other was slipping in. But I tell you, in one night of the service, I came, and I looked up to the altar, and it seemed like I saw Jesus standing there. I said, if you'll come to me, I'll give you the peace and the joy you're looking for. Brother Gary, that's the best trip that I ever made, was when I came to an old altar and I said, Jesus, I know you love me, and if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. I'm telling you, this thing's real. The chains was broken off of me, and I got up made new in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, I was saved, and the blood cleansed me of my sins. Raise your Lord a hand and praise him in the house. He's here, he's here, he's here. Hallelujah, Lord, I need to be cleansed. Oh, Lord, the devil's had me long enough. I said the devil and the sins has had me long enough. I'm tired of the way that I'm living. And I know that there's a better life. And I know Jesus has that better life. I'm ready to come and surrender my heart unto him. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Holy, 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 holy.
Don't tell me the devil ain't real.
Oh, he is.
I had that devil to tell me, listen, as I was playing the rock music and loud and it jarred the windows, I'd had that devil to come to me and said, nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. Why don't you speed your car up just as fast as it goes? He'd show me a tree to run it into. He'd show me a rock cliff and a curve to run it into. He'd show me a bridge abutment to run it into. Nobody loves you. Won't you just take your life? Come on, that's what the devil will do. He'll take you farther than you want to go. He'll keep you longer than you want to stay. It'll cost you far more than you could ever want to pay. Oh, God. Oh, Spirit of God. Oh, my Jesus is a reaching. He's a reaching. He's calling. God cares about you. There was three people that had a dream that I was killed in a car wreck. The boy that I ran with, the main one, he had a 396 Chevelle midnight blue car full of drugs, full of alcohol. We'd go to the theaters, go to the bars, and take the drugs. His mother had a dream that I was killed in a car wreck. His sister dreamed it. And my mother dreamed it. We've been in there drag racing when the car go completely out of control. Like get right in head on traffic coming and just barely missing. I've been in it when Greg, when the car would go completely out of control in a curve and go over in a ditch line on the other side of the road. Three people. I want to tell you, God's a warning.
Mercy, yeah.
God's a warning.
Amen.
The devil will destroy you.
Yes, he will.
They told me that dream. I told God, I said, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. My mommy would stop me at the door, listen, that old 396 racing motor, and it would rock the windows in the house. And my mommy would stop me at the door. She said, honey, she said, I can't tell you how much I love you. Your daddy and I both has done our best to teach you right from wrong. And you know if something happens to you, you'll go out of this world lost, and you'll be like the rich man lifting up your eyes in hell in torment. She'd point her finger at me like that, your dad, and I can't go with you, but somebody sees everything that you're doing. I'd get out there, the old time Holy Ghost conviction, get a hold of my heart, my life. And I said, oh, Lord, coming home one night, I looked through the windshield of that car, Brother Gary, and I pulled that old rock music tape out and laid it in the car seat. I looked through, I know I've told this testimony hundreds of times. And I looked through the windshield of that car up into God's big heaven. It was quiet. I just pulled that old rock music out. The rock music that I used to listen to and pop the pills and smoke the dope and go into another world. High on the influence of drugs. But it got real quiet in that car that night. And about 2 o'clock in the morning when I made right over 152 South on the Route 75, I looked across 12 pole. Hallelujah. They looked like they was hundreds, thousands of stars in the sky that night in 1974, and the Lord spoke to me, and his love filled that car. I had never ever felt a love like I did that night. It felt like the Lord sat down beside of me, hallelujah, on the passenger side, and there was a voice that said, son, the stars you're looking at, I made them and I hung them in the sky. Oh, praise be to the Lord. I feel the Lord in the house. Raise your little head. I'm the one that made the sun and the moon and the stars and the galaxy. The one that made this big earth. He made you in his own image and in his own likeness. And he loves you enough to save you.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, bless the Lord.
I felt a love I've never felt toward my life. And that voice came to me again and said, and I looked at my hands, Brother Ron, on the steering wheel. That same voice said, I made you, son, in my own image and in my own likeness. And if you'll come to me and give me your life, your heart, I'll give you the peace and the joy you're looking for. I was never the same after that. I got invited to come to an old Baptist church that was built back in 1916. And I never will forget, Sister Chitty, as I was sitting back about middle ways like that right there and on an old wooden bench, Jesus came into service just like he did tonight. Thank you. Jesus walked in. I said, Jesus walked in. Holy God. I looked up under that altar and the singers began to sing the lighthouse. Jesus is the lighthouse that shines the light out over the raging sea to bring the ship safe to shore. And Brother Gary, I looked and that devil told me, he said, you can't live it. Don't you go to that altar. That's exactly what he told me. Don't you go to that altar. You can't live it. You're only 20 years of age. I'm 69 and a half years old right now. And I can tell you the devil lied to me.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. He's a liar. He'll tell you you can't serve God, but you can do it when Jesus comes inside of your little heart. Raise your hand in the house. You can do it. You can serve the Lord when the Lord comes inside of your heart. He'll change you. He'll make you completely different. He'll give you a new mind and a brand new heart. And I tell you, the one that made the moon out there in the sky tonight, he's living inside of my heart. Well, praise be to the Lord. Ain't you glad? And we got a creator that loves us that much that he sent Jesus to die for you. And the Lord wants to introduce himself to you and to show you how good that he is.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
So I did not want to die. I looked at that altar. It's right along in here. I never will forget it. It seemed like all of a sudden in my mind I saw Jesus standing there looking at me. He stuck both hands out. It happened. He said, "Son, if you'll come to me tonight, I'll give you the peace and the joy you're looking for." It felt like that right foot being sitting like there in the middle. It was like that right foot weighed 1,000 pounds. Devil said, "Don't you go to that altar. You can't live it." There was a preacher visiting on the other end of that bench, and he scooted all the way over and he nudged me. And tears was dropping, Brother Gary, between my feet on that old wooden floor. I looked up there. Jesus was standing and said, "Come to me, come to me, come to me." He nudged me, that preacher did. He said, "Son," he said, "do you want to go up to that altar?" It felt like a golf ball in my throat. I couldn't swallow it down. All I could say was, "Yes, I do. I want to go. I want to go. I want to go."
Come on.
Raise your little hand. "I want to go to heaven, Jesus."
Yeah.
"I want to go to heaven, Lord. I don't want to die without you, and I don't want to go into a devil's hell. I want to go to heaven." Jesus is calling tonight. I said, "Jesus is a calling tonight." Yes, he is. Holy, holy. He's just saying, "Come to me, come to me. I'll receive you. I'll take you in. I will love you, and I will forgive you. I'll change your life and make it brand new." I'll tell you, Brother Gary, I got up out of that seat. Oh, Lord, and I made a trip to that old altar. Glory to God, and I fell on my knees. I said, "Lord, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home." And it felt like a hand reached further down than I could ever reach up. And it lifted off of my shoulders and my chest. It felt like 1,000 pounds lifted off of me. I tell you, I got up onto my feet, and God was the misery. I said, "God was the drugs. God was all that alcohol and the desire for it. God was the sins. Hallelujah, the chains was broken. Hallelujah, Jesus set me free." Raise your little hand. He's in the house here tonight. And the Lord can do that for you. He can take the chains off of you. He can set you free. Hey, Lord, I didn't have to go back to the drugs. I didn't go back to the alcohol. It was gone. And it's gone tonight. I said, "You can do it." I said, "Lord, if you'll help me, I'll serve you." And the Lord helped me. And he saved me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Can't do it on your own, but you can with Jesus' help.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Listen, something about this amazing, abundant grace. Sister Maria West sitting over here, her daddy, just like Brother Ron. I got all that in my notes tonight, Brother Ron. I already had it. I got a page and a half I had written about Brother Wilburn. Oh, God, it's right there. You can read it. He did not know one thing about God. He laid on the river bank with his buddies, whiskey and alcohol, drunk all the time. He was a drunk. Came home, he got tired of that lifestyle. come home and looked at Vernie, his wife, Maria's mother, and said, Vernie, can I go to church with you tonight? Under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah.
But I'm going to back up before he ever made it home. One late one evening as they was having church in 21st Street Tabernacle right down here on Greenup Avenue, Brother Wilburn walked past the 21st Street Tabernacle and he heard them singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Brother Wilbur said, I stood there and I listened to them sing about grace. He said, I thought they were singing about a woman named Grace. I didn't know any better. He said, I thought they was a singing about a woman named Grace. He came home and said, Bernie, I want to go to the church with you. And he came, and all time Holy Ghost conviction, just like what we're feeling here tonight. Put your little hand in the house. I said, the Spirit of God, I began to draw old Brother Wilburn. He come to the altar. I'm telling you, the Lord, I saved him and dried him out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I raise your hand and praise him. That's what God will do. God will dry you out. He'll break the bondage. He'll break the chains. There's power in the blood.
Hallelujah.
All of those years, Brother Wilbert said, my buddies looked at me, run into him one time, said, you'll never make it, old man. You'll never make it. Listen, Brother Wilbert lived almost 92 years of age. Brother Ron would have him to stand and take up the offering and get over here and get that offering pad. He said, I thank my Father in heaven for Jesus. And then he would pray over the altar. I thank my God in heaven for Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lord. The songs would be gone and the music. Brother, we would take that old tambourine and beat it on the back of one of those old bitches that we had. I tell you, this man had joy. Don't tell me you can't do it. Hallelujah. An alcoholic with old whiskey and alcohol, and he never went back to it. You can do it tonight.
Yes, with Jesus on the
inside. He got happy one night. He stood up. He said, I thank my Father in heaven for Jesus. He said, I rebuke the devil before he ever starts anything.
Yes.
Well, praise be to the Lord.
Yes.
I'm talking about a happy man. He said, I rebuke the old devil before he ever does anything.
Yes.
He said, I used to drive by. He said, that old place of alcohol, that old bar. He said, where I bought that whiskey. He said, I changed my route. He said, I would never go past that place again. He said, I would go two or three blocks around it. That's what God will do. I said, that's what God will do. And he'll take it completely away.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You won't want it anymore.
Right.
Look at me tonight. I am a trophy of God's grace. You might be sitting here thinking, I wish what I had what they had. You can have it. You can do it. You can have it. She wants to come to the piano. Oh, Jesus, something about that grace that is amazing. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Everybody in the house, if you're able, would you stand? Those that's able. Oh, Jesus. God, I cannot live. Listen, I cannot live without you giving me my next breath. I cannot take the next step without your mercy. Lord, tell him tonight, tell him I'm here, God, not by accident, but you sent me into this little building, into this little church house. for me to feel something that I've never felt before, the excitement of the saints that are saved going to heaven. And Lord, I want that life. I'm here tonight. And by your mercy, God, and your grace, you've brought me here because you love me. If anybody in this house right now would be like me, realize I've come to the end of my rope. I'm in a horrible pit, and the devil's wanting to keep me bound. He's wanting to keep me bound. But I ran to Jesus, and Jesus set me free. Jesus saved me. Jesus changed me. Jesus came into my heart. Jesus took my soul. Jesus forgave me of my sins. He took the chains of sin off of me. Somebody wants to come to this altar here tonight. You might have been here before. God's are calling you to come and just give it all to Him and say, Lord, I want that change. I don't want to stay like I am, God. Lord, I want to be free. Tell Him, come on, come on, come on, tell Him I want to be free, Jesus. I want that joy and that hope. Come on. You got a world full of people that have lost hope. That's the reason they're committing suicide and taking their life. You got people in the hospital in psych wards. You got them in prisons behind jail bars because of sin and because of the devil. That's what the enemy wants to do for your soul, is keep you bound. Come on to Jesus. Come on and meet Him with your whole heart. Tell the Lord you want Him tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tell Him. Tell Him. I want that freedom. I want that peace.
Jesus is calling.
He wants to help you. That outstretched hand that reached to me as I reach in and out to help you. Holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord. Come on. Come on, you can do it. Hallelujah. God can take the sins out and the misery out and put hope inside of you. Oh God, oh God. Jesus. Come on, God's a calling. God's a reaching. His hands are reaching to you right now. Praise be to the Lord. Come and meet it. Come and give Him your whole heart.
Watching for you and for me.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Jesus. Tell Him, cry out from your heart and tell the Lord you want Him to be.
Come home.
this salvation of that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. You're lost without Him. You need the shepherd. You need Jesus. Holy Lord, please don't wait. Please don't wait too long. Listen to me close. The devil's waiting just outside those doors. He's waiting on you to leave and get back on that street to take you, torture you, and bind you in sins. But you don't have to. If you come to the Lord here tonight, you don't have to go back to that misery. Praise God. Praise be to the Lord. Oh, you cry to Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
this out there on the streets. You will not feel it out there in this world. Oh, God. God's praise.